Greetings from the John Paul Jones Arena Production Studio, and welcome to another edition of the Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and UVA's fall teams have either started practice or will do so soon. That includes the volleyball team, whose head coach, Aaron Smith, is my guest today. Aaron, last time we got together for a podcast, I believe it was over in University Hall, which is no more. And even if it was, this would be a definite upgrade. I think you'd agree.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, glad to have you back on the show. How's the summer gone?
Thank you. No, it's been good. It's been busy on the road recruiting. A lot of camps. Been, you know, here on grounds and getting off grounds. You know, I've replaced a few staff members here recently. But, yeah, it's been good. A lot of the girls have been back this summer here. You know, I think it's been 14 to 16 have been back since the start of July, and some were even here before that. So, you know, we haven't had much time with them, if at all, you know, through camps, you know, just coaching and working camps. But, you know, they're all in good shape, and we're real excited here for tomorrow.
Good. So your first official practice, I think, is Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So most of your players were here for at least part of the summer. What are they allowed to do under NCAA rules? They can work out with each other, obviously, but can your strength and conditioning coach work with them? Can coaches work with them?
Yeah, you're right there on the first part. Our strength and conditioning coach, Mel Willison's been with them. You know, it's optional lifts, but you know, I think our girls understand the value in it, and so they want to be in the weight room. So yeah, they've been in the weight room 3 or 4 times a week. You know, out on the sand courts, you know, doing some conditioning out there in the MIM gym, doing some conditioning there. And, you know, we don't really get any feedback. But, you know, just hearing things from the girls, I know that they seem like they're in great shape and ready to go. We as coaches cannot do anything with them here through the summer months. Not yet, hoping that maybe some legislation will change here in the next couple of years to be able to allow us some modified time. But yeah, they're here doing captain's practices, and you know, it seems like they're getting the touches they need to be ready.
So the sand courts you mentioned, they're outside of MIM Gym by the tennis courts. What does that do for players? Obviously, there are significant differences between the indoor and the outdoor game, but there's common ground too.
Yeah, just you know, in the last couple of years, it was added as an official sport, sand volleyball. Not a sport that we have here at Virginia. But we have a great facility, and so we're able to use the courts and, you know, for training. You know, conditioning aspect is really big. They love being out there during the summer. It just makes moving on the court a little bit easier when they make that transition.
The annual blue and orange scrimmage is Saturday, August the 24th at Memorial Gymnasium. Then you open the season 6 days later by hosting the Cavalier Classic. That's Friday, August the 30th, also at MIM Gym. Your team got off to a slow start last year and kind of struggled to dig its way out of the hole as the season went on. When you have a program that hasn't had a lot of recent success, is it especially important to build some momentum early on?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we realize where we've been, particularly our staff, you know, these first 2 years of my tenure. And we knew that building the roster, building the depth of the roster was a huge emphasis. You know, we're, you know, going into year three. Fortunately, I feel like we've made a lot of progress. You know, there's a lot of progress to be made, but, you know, next year will be better than this year, and this year is better than last year. But, yeah, we feel really confident having not graduated much you know, returning a lot, and, you know, just the depth of the team. The leadership of the team, I think, is a huge thing that we felt as a weakness last year. You know, who was going to step up and who was going to fill that void when something needed to be said. And, you know, we just didn't really have that. We had a few people that wanted to do it but didn't know how to do it. And I think that will be a huge difference, you know, going into this year, not just the depth and the talent we have, but some of the leadership that we have. I've seen a huge difference in the spring and just the way they communicate through the summer. And so
So for fans who did not make it out to MIM Gym last fall, it's worth noting that that historic building is now air conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's suffered through a hot early season match there, I think will appreciate the difference. Mm-hmm. Does that have a day-to-day impact on your program in addition to just being a much more comfortable atmosphere for fans and players on match nights?
Yeah, it impacts so many different levels, you know, from, you know, the student athletes. You know, we have not done preseason there. You know, when we get into preseason, we're going double days, some three practices a day. And, you know, you just can't, the girls can't do it at the level you need them to do it. So being in there this year for the first time, you know, the project finished up end August last year, so we weren't in there for preseason. You know, just from a training aspect, it's gonna save their bodies a little bit more when we do transition over there, when we have in past years, you know, practicing in the heat just through September and October, it takes a toll on you. So yeah, that'll be a huge difference. It was through the spring, and we foresee that being the case here this fall. And yeah, from a fan perspective, I think there's still some fans that maybe don't realize, you know, some locals that don't realize that it's air conditioned now, and that was what kept them away. You know, as much as they love the volleyball, it was brutal sitting through some matches, sometimes sweating. But yeah, we got the fans going, we got the AC blowing, so it's a much better atmosphere there for the fans and for the program.
When you look back on 2017 and 2018, what are the main lessons you took away from your first two seasons as head coach?
Oh, man. I think I feel so strong right now about where we are, you know, as a program, and our views and what we value and our culture. You know, you hear culture all the time and establishing the culture, and, you know, you take over a program, well, he's got to get his culture established. But it's so true. And, you know, we don't have off the court issues that we're dealing with. I've got such a great group of, you know, motivated women that want to be great on the court, in the classroom, and do the right things off the court to allow us to make the strides we want to make.
Lots of new faces in your program. Let me ask you first about your new coaches and support staffers, and then we can talk about the new players. Nikki Daly's back as assistant coach and recruiting coordinator, but you have a new assistant coach in Joe Klein, a new volunteer assistant in Joe Portland, a new director of ops in Kelsey
Colick,
and a new student assistant coach who's a familiar name, Kylie Banker, who was a player here. What can you tell me about that group collectively and individually?
Yeah, I know I've lost some really good people, you know, but that's, you know, they've had really good opportunities come their way. And so it's, you know, rewarding knowing that, you know, people are seeking out your people to some degree, you know, that the other people see them as valuable as I have. But I am very excited about the staff I have. We've spent a lot of time here these last few weeks, many times through phone call, because people have been moving to Charlottesville. We haven't been together a whole lot these last few weeks. But, you know, here as we have been, you know, a lot of great discussion. And, you know, fortunately, we all share a very similar philosophy in terms of training for the most part. But there's also some new ideas and, you know, different levels. You know, Joe Klein played overseas for about 8 years, a couple different countries, Finland, Sweden, couple others, I can't remember where, but you know, he and I have known each other for the last 5, 6, 7 years, and so we're pretty familiar with each other just from a personal level, and now we're getting to know each other a little bit more from a coaching standpoint. But he's just real easy to work with, and you know, he's super goofy but super smart and knowledgeable, and you know, I think he's going to relate extremely well with our players, already has, you know, through camps and stuff. So, yeah, he's been a stud, just personality-wise, and just knows the game really well. You know, Joe Portland, somebody I've known, again, for probably 10 years now. He started working camps for us a long time ago, and gotten to know him really well. And he's, you know, he's trying to elevate his career and has been looking, you know, for a program to latch onto and get some new experience. And he's going to bring a lot of value. Again, somebody that knows our girls pretty well, having worked camps. And they all love him and how he coaches. So he's going to, you know, fit right in. Having Nikki Daly back for a second year just this week, you know, she's, you know, shared some ideas and some concepts that, you know, first year you get have those jitters a little bit of, hey, where do I step in? Yeah. And so, you know, she's getting a lot more comfortable and the girls are way more comfortable with her. So, yeah, she's been great, you know, on the recruiting trail and within the gym. And then lastly, Kelsey Kolick, who she joined us right at the start of May. And, you know, first full-time position for her, but came from Texas A&M where she was doing a lot of ops position, a lot of ops work. And she just gets things done faster than I can give them to her.
Right.
Yeah, she's great. And then Banker, she's going to fit into this, you know, coaching, student assistant coaching role really well. She's just a great person. The girls respect her a great deal and value, her mind and, you know, how she approaches the gym. Got into some coaching stuff, you know, a little bit this spring and had her kind of getting some hands-on work with middles in particular and, you know, got great feedback from both her and from the team about her.
Your roster appears to have a good balance with the classes this year. This is the first time you've had a sizable senior class that's also made up of major contributors, isn't it? And I mean, you touched on it a little bit about, you know, the leadership you can get from upperclassmen, but they're also some of your best players too, which is probably a good combination, right?
Right on. Yeah. We've only graduated three players in the last 2 years. And, you know, I think it's three second years, first years. Yeah. So yeah, we're as balanced as as we could get. And, having not only some talent in all four of those classes, but, you know, some players that, you know, can lead on and off the court a little bit. They all have a little bit of a different approach and, but it fits together really well. You know, I'm excited to get these first years in the practice gym. I know they've been doing some open gym training with upperclassmen, so they've already started to establish some relationship there. Having some upperclassmen this year to be able to lean on both, you know, third years and fourth years. You look at, Kristen and Grace and Mila, who are second years, but they're not your traditional second year. They all three played a considerable amount of time last year. And so they're almost, you know, third years in terms of their experience on the court. And they've done a great job off the court and preparing themselves. So, yeah, we've got a good, leadership group and very balanced.
Your seniors include Kelsey Miller, who, along with one of your juniors, Sarah Billiard, tried out for the U.S. national team in March. Mm-hmm. Kelsey was later named to one of the U.S. collegiate national teams. What did Kelsey and Sarah tell you about their experiences, and what does that do for them as college players back here at Virginia?
Yeah, we haven't had many, if any. I don't know if that since I've been here, have we had anybody go out to that tryout. And felt like it was a pretty cool opportunity, and we had some people that were very deserving of getting out there. For Kelsey to make the collegiate national team training team, that she was out in Anaheim for about 12, 14 days, for her to be able to make that, I think it really, she felt like, okay, you know, these last few years for her, you know, we haven't won like we have hoped, but, you know, that it kind of woke her up a little bit, saying, man, okay, I can play with the best, and what can I bring back to the team now? And you know, getting feedback from her, she was able to learn a little bit, but I think more or less the experience out there playing with great players and realizing that is just as good as probably anybody in the conference in that position, I think it's going to help us immensely. And, Sarah, having gone out there to the tryout, I don't know that this was publicized as much, but she was, I think, a first or second alternate as well for that same team, and, had a great showing. And, she's been transitioning where she's been was playing primarily as a left side and, you know, has been playing mostly right side now. And she, I think, is pretty due for a breakout year. I mean, she's been good, but I think you need to watch out for her because she's going to put on a show here, a couple matches I expect here pretty early in the season.
Christine Jarman transferred here last summer after playing for Alabama as a freshman. With fall with volleyball being a fall sport, there's not really much time for an adjustment period for a transfer, is there? And, you know, what was that transition like for her, and was she better in the spring than she was in the fall?
Yeah, she came in and you know, like most freshmen, you know, just needed a little time to adapt and get used to what was a new system, certainly offensively and a little bit differently defensively than what she had played at Alabama. We knew that she could adjust, but just, you know, she did need a little bit more time. She had a great spring, a spring that I would expect her to have, but, you know, put herself in a position to be ready to compete, you know, very early for, you know, for some playing time here this fall. You know, she has brought not only talent, but, you know, again, I've referenced leadership a lot. I think she maybe be leading that group in terms of just the way she carries herself off the court, you know, the commitment that she's shown in the weight room. And, you know, everybody is always trying to keep up with her because she's just, you know, she's a workhorse. She just wants to do everything she needs to do to earn what she's, you know, given.
In addition to Christine and Sarah, your third year class includes Megan Wilson and Alex Spencer, and Alex has played a big role here really since day one, I think.
She has, yeah.
What about that class as a whole and those players?
Yeah, no, Spence is, you know, she's been as valuable as anybody in terms of the, you know, amount of court time that she's been on the court and what we've asked her to do. She's played six rotations and, you know, been a huge piece of our serve receive, and we anticipate, you know, that still being the same way this year. She's transitioning. We'll still take place in front row, but, you know, we have brought a little bit more depth and a little bit more size that will allow Spence to focus a little bit more on the back row. And, you know, I think that you know, that leads me to believe, and hopefully our fans, realizing that while she's started as an outside hitter the last 2 years, you know, for us to believe that, you know, we maybe have some better options as a front row player just shows that we're getting better, and will allow her to, you know, really get better where I think her strengths lie.
You mentioned your second year class, Mila, Grace, and Kristen. Tell me about the five players who make up your first year class: Josie Williams, Jaina Francis, Maddie Boylston, Madison Matthews, and Simone Dominique.
Yeah, so four of those five were actually named to an All-American, Under Armour All-American squad, which was a nice little accolade for them.
Right.
You know, they were voted one of the top classes in 2019. Again, really great awards. But now they realize it's time to, you know, it's a fresh start. You know, they were here this summer taking a class, and all the feedback I got from them was, man, thank goodness I was able to do this, because, you know, the transition just with one class and time management, getting used to things, you know, the mentoring that our academics provides, and, you know, they've been able to transition a little bit. But, you know, Simone and Jaina coming in as outside hitters was a position that, you know, depth-wise, we've been trying to touch on here, you know, since I've been here the last 3 years, and it's been a position that's been not very we haven't had the depth that we've wanted. So, you know, having those two join forces with, you know, now adds four or five outside hitters to the mix, you know, and Sarah and Yelena, who, you know, could play left side if we needed them to. Yeah, they are going to impact our program a great deal. Maddie Boylston as a setter, you know, adds depth to that position where we've carried, I think, two setters for as long as I can remember, and having three in that position now will just help us, you know, practice gym, be more competitive. Maddie Matthews is going to be real special, you know, hopefully very soon. You know, she's got some things that she's got to work through, you know, just, you know, technical wise, but physically she's going to be able to, you know, impose her will many times against many ACC opponents. Yeah, she's going to be a really impactful blocker and attacker, which is what you want out of that middle position. And then Josie's just a little fireball. She's, you know, passer, defender that, you know, similar to Teen, is just does everything right. You're somebody that you want to be around, off the court, on the court, great teammate. And, you know, that's going to, you know, those are the type of people we're attracting to the program.
What does the ACC look like this year? In terms of the strength.
Yeah,
of the
when you think of the ACC, I would imagine most coaches in my spot here would probably reference Pitt again first, just because they've done a great job. You know, Dan has done a really good job there. You know, worked his way into the top 10 of rankings last year, which was great for the conference. You know, he's returned majority of his starting team, I think, minus a setter and a libero. You know, he returns all of his attackers, blockers. So I think that they'll be a favorite. I think the release will probably come out here in the next day or two of, you know, where coaches' projections are. But, you know, I think Pitt's going to be very good. I think there's maybe two or three others that are probably in that mix. And I think from that point to 15, it's going to be a dogfight. You know, there's a lot of good teams. The conference is definitely getting better. The coaches that have been added to the conference are very, very good, coming from great programs. So, yeah, it's going to be a very competitive year.
Virginia finished 8-20 overall last season, and in seven of those losses, you won the first set of the match. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know there were a number of other occasions where in the second set or the third, you had the lead up in the 20s and couldn't close it out. Is that just part of the challenge, getting the team to learn how to finish?
Yeah.
You know, when you have early prosperity to push through and, you know, close the deal.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, and that was the case a little bit in our first year too. The last 2 years that we've gotten to the point of the, you know, 15-15, maybe 19-19.
And you're in position to win.
Yeah. And that's pretty common across the board in the volleyball world, you know. You know, the good teams, the great teams, the experienced teams find a way to turn it on when it matters at the end of games. And, you know, we experienced a little bit of that in the spring, which is something we've really hammered home. The girls saw it, the staff saw it, you know, in some spring matches where, you know, they're not quite, you know, it's not like the Friday night lights, but, you know, playing against good teams, you know, West Virginia, Virginia Tech, you know, opponents that in the past maybe we've not fared as well, and we, you know, either sweep them or, you know, get to 19-19, they take a lead even, and then we come back and win. So we had a lot of those, you know, in-game experiences that I think will carry us far.
So back in April, you made it to Minneapolis, I believe, for the championship game of the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Great experience, yeah.
Yeah, to be there in person to see history made for Virginia, what was that like?
Yeah, and I wish I could have done it for Lars there and with lacrosse too.
Yeah.
Having won the two of them, it was a weekend, that Final Four weekend, that I was actually on the road recruiting out in Vegas, and almost canceled the trip altogether just to be at the Final Four. You know, I followed the team really closely. I'm pretty much at every home game, supporting Tony and the crew. But you know, I really needed to be, you know, where I was at, you know, recruiting wise. And that was a great recruiting trip too. So I won't get into that, but it was a great recruiting trip. You know, posted up, watched the semifinal game, and within minutes of the game ending, I had already changed my flight. Yeah. So it cost me a pretty dime, but it was well worth it.
So two nights earlier before the game, you were there. One of your players, Mila, was one of the four student athletes who performed the Star Spangled Banner together before the UVA Auburn semifinal. I don't know, because I was there. Did they show that on TV, or did you just catch it on video afterwards?
Yeah, it was on TV. I made sure I was there, you know, 10 minutes early to catch it. It was really, really cool. My phone was blowing up. We saw your girl on TV, and, you know, her dad, her mom, you know, people just, you know, wait, is that Mila? She's on the volleyball team. You know?
Yeah,
it was really, really cool for her.
Yeah, that was a great moment. Well,
and she did a great job. She nailed it.
Yeah. They all did. They were good. So, well, anyway, I don't know what the coach's poll will show, but I think you're clearly heading in the right direction. I know you're excited about this season.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
It'll be fun to see what goes on. So, anyway, good luck this year, and we'll see you out at air-conditioned Mem Gym.
There you go. Sounds good.
It's early August, but 2019-20 is pretty much in full swing for UVA Athletics now. For information on all our fall teams and all our other sports, visit virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another foot podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.